Hello, it's the Dude coming to you with one of our new bonus segments called Deep Dude. Tonight, my little bonus segment has to do with the band Styx. Styx is still out there rocking the road, usually with REO Speedwagon and Don Felder, sometime with both. And they just released a new album called The Mission last year, which is an excellent listen, one of their best albums, I believe, since the late 70s and early 80s. The thing about Styx is a lot of people think since Dennis DeYoung left, they aren't the same band. One of their main founders is gone. But I argue, while Dennis DeYoung was great and had his place in the band, he was very much wanting to turn them into an episodic opera-type presentation. And in fact, at the time he left the band, he was working on a play of Phantom of the Opera. It got to the point where Tommy Shaw himself even admitted he would have to self-medicate with the way some of the shows were going. After Dennis DeYoung's departure, it seems like the band got their swagger back. To this day, Tommy Shaw and James Young are still rocking the stage. And their new keyboard player, Lawrence Gowan, amazing voice, amazing attitude, and puts on a great show. So my argument is this: while some of you may miss Dennis DeYoung, and you know, we all miss original members of a band, sometimes bands have to evolve on stage and before our eyes to eventually get to where they're supposed to be. And I feel like Styx is there to this day, rocking the stage, and I think in some ways having more fun than they ever did. Until next time, this is the Dude saying, rock on.